Republican Henry Hyde says he will not run for re-election next year. The congressman from Illinois is best known for his opposition to abortion and for leading the impeachment of President Clinton. Hyde turned 81 yesterday and has been in declining health. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Henry Hyde has cut an imposing figure in Congress. He's known and liked by colleagues from both sides of the aisle for his droll wit, his sharp mind, and his appreciation of a good joke and a fine cigar. But his unwavering and vehement opposition to abortion earned him the enmity of many abortion rights activists. Hyde was first elected to Congress in 1974, something of an anomaly, a Republican who stemmed the tide of Democrats elected that year in the aftermath of Watergate. His signature legislative accomplishment came soon after. In 1976, he successfully attached an amendment to a spending bill forbidding the use of Medicaid funds to pay for abortions, what came to be known as the Hyde Amendment. Hyde consistently defended his actions.
You know what we do? We tell poor women, you can't have a job, you can't have a good education, you can't have a decent place to live. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you a free abortion, because there are too many of you people, and we want to kind of refine the breed. And I tell you, if you read the literature, that's what's said and that's what is done.
Hyde didn't always toe the Republican Party line. Representing the Chicago suburbs, he voted in favor of gun control measures, including the Brady Bill, and was an eloquent foe of term limits. But he forever endeared himself to conservatives when, as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee in 1998 and 99, he led the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Hyde believed it was a just cause.
So what if the president has undermined the integrity of his office, has brought disrepute on the presidency, has betrayed his trust as president, and has acted in a manner subversive of the rule of law and justice, to the manifest injury of the people of the United States? That's an awful lot to dismiss with a brush off, to ignore with a mere so what.
Hyde paid a price for his involvement in the impeachment. It was revealed that he had had an out-of-wedlock affair some 30 years earlier, what Hyde called a youthful indiscretion. House Rules Committee Chairman David Dreyer, a California Republican who has served with Hyde for 25 years, says the revelation took its toll on Hyde.
He felt somehow as if he had, you know, let people down. And I regularly told him that that was far from the case. He became a bigger person for the work that he did on the impeachment, as far as I'm concerned.
Forced by House term limits to step down as chair of judiciary, Hyde currently chairs the House International Affairs Committee, where he's worked on terrorism-related issues, as well as funding for AIDS treatment in the developing world. But illness has slowed Hyde recently, though last November Hyde cruised to his 16th term. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.